Hi, listeners. We have a special announcement about today's episode.
Yeah, so we recorded this All About K-Pop with our friend Shannon, also co-worker at here at Earwolf, a few weeks before the news came out about one of their favorite, her and Angelica's favorite artists committed suicide. So Shannon, would you mind just saying a few words just so we can like put this up at the top?
Sure. Kim Jong-un was really special to all of us. He was extremely talented and his heart was so big and so soft, and he was in a lot of pain, and we just hope that he isn't anymore. I just want to say to all of the Shawols out there that we love you so much, and we will get through this, and we'll always have them and their music to get us through. So I just want to thank Deanna and Emily for giving us this opportunity to spend a lot of time being really excited and happy about this thing that we love so much. And it'll be like a beautiful little time capsule for before. So thank you guys. And I hope you enjoy the episode.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Big day today, Emily, here on How to Be Less Old.
Oh my gosh, Deanna Chang, it is such a pleasure to be here with you today.
Thank you, Emily Frieda Foster. Pleasure's all mine. So let's just start out.
Let's do it.
This is going to be an episode where we learn
a lot
about K-pop,
which I had to confirm with Deanna is Korean pop music.
We're starting at ground zero with knowledge, but we are going to learn. And here's the thing. We have a gal in the Earwolf Studios who works for Earwolf. She is a
customer happiness rep.
That's right.
For Earwolf and Stitcher.
That's right.
And I do remember the day we came to welcome our guest, Lance Bass, and one Shannon lost her mind.
Yeah, that's episode 67, Thirsty for Lance Bass and Drew Pokorny. And, you know, we had just seen kind of a studious-looking girl that hanging around these parts. We know some of the Earwolf employees. We don't know all of them.
No, and we should, but that's a different story.
That's a different story for a different day. Yeah. But she geeked pretty hard.
Pretty hard.
And I believe she ran through the office once he went past.
There may have been some urination involved. We don't know. We could ask.
So the holiday Christmas party, the Earwolf holiday Christmas party, we got into a conversation with Shannon. And we learned that she is a white woman.
A very white woman.
Which we already knew. We didn't learn that. But we learned that she is a white woman who is completely bonkaroo for K-pop.
Like, to the nines, to the tens.
Yeah, and you go, okay, so she likes a lot of K-pop videos and she's into the artists.
No, not
so fast.
Mm-mm.
She's part of a dance troupe, that performs K-pop dances. She revealed
publicly
she revealed they were opening a mall this week, I believe, which more we'll have to ask her more on that. Hopefully it happened. I don't know. Maybe it's not here yet. But she is going to bring her BFF in, Angelica Davila. We have another non-Asian joining us, her best friend.
Also obsessed.
Yes. And we did have the pleasure of watching some of their videos.
They
last
sent us
night.
A top five, which actually they don't even want to call a top five, but they sent us
something.
A batch
starter
of videos.
Pack.
Yes, an intro, if you will, a taster.
Right.
An amuse-bouche
of K-pop.
Of K-pop.
And we did get to see some videos of the troupe. was more extensive. I don't know what I was imagining. I was thinking like, oh, we're dancing at a village square, like, or in our living rooms, or like.
I thought it was like a workout class if you're like in a dance troupe. I wasn't expecting like a huge stage with like stadium lighting.
Yeah.
It was a lot. There was a huge backdrop. I'm like, where are we in a park that they set up this enormous?
No, they're doing it.
It was like Coldplay was coming later that day to perform.
And I believe they are recreating, if I have it right, K-pop dances that are in videos. And they were, you know, again, the only non-Asians that I could see. I'm sure maybe there's more, but they're going hard. We're into it. We're going to bring them in.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
Now, quick question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you – you were mentioning something. Well, we got to get to the episode. But.
Right, totally. I mean, the only thing – like, when I hear about this and Shannon's love for K-pop, it reminds me of when I was in college. And I got a little into Bollywood, which is like, mm-hmm. you know, it's sort of an adjacent dirty obsession, you know. But I didn't – I don't think I went as ham as these girls have gone. But I do I just want people to meet my first major Bollywood crush.
Your day one?
He's my day one. His name's Hrithik Roshan.
Okay.
And if you Google it, he's real dreamy.
And how do you spell Hrithik Roshan?
Hrithik Roshan.
Okay, so I'm seeing a photo.
Yeah.
Is this an Indian man?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's gorge.
Okay.
Yeah. He's worth watching all the movies for.
Great. And do you stand for him?
I do.
Okay. And how did you find your way to that Bollywood?
Well, as a college freshman, I lived in the international dorm.
Okay. Why?
By choice.
Okay.
Requested it.
How come?
Had to write a special application.
Why did you want to be there?
I don't know.
You just trying to be extra?
Yes.
Okay.
I was feeling myself.
Okay. Okay, cool.
And my roommate was from Bombay, and I went to visit her and her family, and all we did was watch movies in the theater. It was amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
We're going to bring them in. We're going to play a little bit of K-pop, a band that's – this happens to be, I think, Bang 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 by Bing Bang. Bang 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 by Big Band. So we're going to play a little bit of this just to get you ready.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
We can't thank you enough for having us because no one lets us talk about K-pop, and this is honestly a dream come true.
Truly.
Angelica, this is our dream come true. Okay? First and foremost.
Because we had just said, I think an episode or two ago.
About BTS.
BTS. We were like, they were in the Billboard Awards. They seemed to be a big friggin' deal, and we didn't know from them.
I thought they were Japanese in the episode, I believe.
I think so, yeah. So they are not.
No.
They are K-poppers.
They are K-pop. I have learned.
They are indeed.
Okay, so really quick, I just want to say this one thing, Shannon.
Sure.
And I don't know if I had this correctly, but did you say when we first started the conversation about K-pop, did you use the phrase, I'm a K-pop bae?
Korea boo?
A Korea boo. I think I just wrote.
But that's a derogatory term, isn't it?
Okay.
But don't call yourself that.
I feel like it's not fair if I don't, like, if I don't acknowledge it. You know, it's like being like, yes, I am a racist. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
but have Korea to, like, boo is like.
What's Korea boo?
Oh, it's based on, there's like I think it was a Japanese term first, and I think the Japanese version is weeaboo. I don't know where it comes from, but it's just basically like someone who's obsessed with Japan and thinks they're Japanese and like is obsessed
obsessed with it.
But it's like there's an aspect of fetishization and like there's not an appropriate appreciation of the culture. It's very like it's like if you sort of make the culture kitschy or whatever. Mm. Like you don't truly see these people as human beings that you like respect because right. you like Got their it.
So I don't think that
so
I
don't
am
call yourself
one.
A Korean
Buddha.
That's not who you are.
But like I don't know. Sometimes it feels that way.
And it's good to even know what we're talking about. Right. So I appreciate that explanation.
Sure.
Well, and I think, like, let's just recognize you are two non-Asian women living in the United States.
Of America.
True. Fully immersing your lives in Korean pop music.
And I at least have, like, 1% understanding of the Korean language, like, so, you know, there's really not a lot of connection.
So, no Korean.
I'm teaching her how to read right now.
You know, you're fluent.
No, okay. I'm not fluent. I can speak like a 6-year-old. I can make sentences.
Okay.
I know a lot of words, but like I don't.
I know a small handful of words and the consonants.
That's nice.
That's all.
That's nice.
We get by.
Can you say, I love how to be less old in Korean?
Mm. How to be less old, 사랑해.
Oh, great.
Well, that felt
great,
right.
Great.
I'm pretty sure that was 100%. You got
it. That felt really nice. Should we just hit them with a couple of questions?
Quick
just because I feel you guys are so fucking amped up right now that we gotta wrangle
get
this.
You gotta and
we gotta get
somehow.
In here. By the way, you're wearing sweatshirts.
Homemade.
Okay.
They're matching.
Yes, they
are. I didn't think we'd wear them, but we'd both wear them today.
She slept over at my house last night because we had to be here so early. And so she pulled out her sweatshirt and I was like, well, that's what I was gonna wear.
Okay. So who do we have featured on our sweatshirt?
His name is Choi Min-ho.
Yes, from our favorite boy band, SHINee. He's the most
beautiful man in the world, and SHINee is the best.
Yeah.
SHINee is his name?
SHINee is
the name of the group.
His name is Min-ho.
Min-ho.
Yes.
Deep confusions off the top.
There's a lot of
for those of you listening who want to look up SHINee, it's SHINEE.
Now, you look like you're wearing younger SHINee or younger
Yeho. This
is
the same year.
It is actually the same year.
When he had his blonde hair.
Here, he's dressed up like a man for GQ. And here, he's dressed up like a little snowboarder for some other magazine
for Star One magazine.
Star One.
Okay. I'm partial to the GQ version just because
he's
real
hot there.
He looks like a man.
Mm-hmm. By the way, my husband's friend is in his 40s, and we would always laugh because, like, he tries to rock, like, a K-pop look. He's an Asian man.
Right.
And he tries to do a K-pop vibe.
Like,
hair,
wardrobe-wise?
Talk us through
hair,
it.
Hair kind of in a swoop and long.
And long and, like, and shaggy.
And he's grown. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't – it just didn't – and, like, some outfits that felt just – I only can say K-pop. I don't know. And that was Wing's assessment is, like, he's trying to pull off a K-pop. This was a move he was doing. He's now got married, and the wife, I think, got him together.
Okay. But, well, look, it got him a lady.
I did.
It did.
He did. He scored.
So, no shame there.
When did you guys first learn about K-pop?
So it started with me, for sure. And I found it the way that many things get discovered in this day and age. I fell down a YouTube rabbit hole.
Well, didn't you hear a song on Pandora? I mean, you got
to... No, it was like... So I... What actually... I love those kinds of YouTube channels where they have, like, little kids or old people, like, watch videos or try food. I, like, love those kinds of YouTube channels. So I was watching one day, and it was, like, people react to K-pop. And I saw this Girls' Generation video, I Got a Boy. It is a crazy music video that, like, starts with girls, like, in pajamas jumping on a bed, and then suddenly they're in, like, a big white room and have, like, cool jackets
on. And the beat drops and it's like,
and like,
what's happening?
And it, my mind exploded, and then I stayed on YouTube all day. The next morning, I made a Girls' Generation Pandora station, which is where I discovered A-Pink, my, like, ride-or-die girl group. And then my life was over. Okay. And then at some point, I
was away at school at this point, and I came home for Christmas break, and she was like, "Bitch, I need you on board with
on
me
board.
Right now."
And you
so no,
in.
I was not immediately she on board not. Because
you really come full circle.
Because K-pop is weird. Like, K-pop is very strange, and we made like if you can't accept the weirdness of K-pop, you'll like never truly love it.
Okay.
And so she showed me a couple of different things. And because I love her, I was like, okay, I'll take some time to think about this. And I went home myself and fell down into my own K-pop wormhole on YouTube and found it was truly EXO's fault, mm-hmm. Which is a very, very popular boy group for a while. Before BTS, they had the, like, biggest fan base. I don't know if they still do, but anyway.
It's debatable.
Regardless, they're enormous. And they had this music video called History. So dramatic, so many costume changes, right. So much beautiful makeup, unbelievable choreography. And I was like, I don't know what this is, but I'm into
okay.
it.
Okay.
And that was that.
That's
that
perfect.
That was 4 years ago. Yep.
And here we are today.
All right. You guys sent us a photo of Shannon's wedding bouquet with K-pop figurines kind of tucked inside it. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we can. I made that.
Yeah. So, our favorite group is SHINee. We were fortunate enough last year to see them in concert twice, which was great. But then they came, their world tour, we saw them in
compilation concerts. So we saw them at the Hollywood Bowl at the Korean Music Festival, and they only played for like 13 minutes. We were furious. And then we saw them again at KCON just a few months later, and they played for like 30. That was better. But then they did like their first North American world tour, or a world tour that finally
just
included North America. And that's what we really wanted to see. And they were going to be in LA, and they were going to be in Dallas. And it just happened to be the same weekend of Shannon's wedding, and
so we couldn't go. They were in Dallas while we were in Austin.
Did you wonder, should I move the date?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It was, but
the wedding date.
Yeah, because that's the thing that's so crazy and upsetting about K-pop concerts is that tickets for K-pop concerts go on sale like 3 weeks before like the show. It just suddenly happens, and you have to like drop everything and get there.
Yeah.
So we were obviously very sad about like missing SHINee, but I was trying not to like think about it.
Yeah. Were you trying to think about getting married?
Yeah, okay. I was trying to think about getting married instead. But before the ceremony, she presented me with this cute laminated cutout of our boys, and they're all like standing in a circle and kind of looking up.
It's so from it's, like, this photo shoot, actually.
It's actually a perfect picture, and so we stuck it in the middle of the flowers.
That was its purpose. So I specifically made it to put it in her bouquet.
But I had a K-pop-y wedding because she walked down the aisle to an instrumental version of a SHINee song. Yep. My officiant quoted SHINee in his speech. I did not know he was going to do this.
Her husband used Korean in his vows.
Yes. And then the second song that we danced to was Lucky One by EXO. Mm-hmm. So, like, I managed to make it work.
Yeah, I'll say.
Okay. So,
Emily has questions.
I'm sorry. This
so
is
many
it.
Questions.
And the husband, is it... Tell me.
He indulges all of this for some reason.
He's a very patient man.
He is. He's a really good guy, and I got a really good one.
Is he into K-pop?
He's a musician, and he can appreciate, like, music in general, and he has, like, a handful of K-pop songs and groups that he enjoys. A lot of it he thinks is, like, manufactured trash, but, like, there is stuff that he does like. So we've found, like, middle ground with K-pop, but thankfully, because I have Angelica, he does not have to deal with it much.
Right. We just have
each
welcome
other.
You're welcome, Wade.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a little of a SHINee who you talked about, just so we can hear
which
why you guys are so geeked.
Do we know what they're saying?
No.
Okay.
Gotta say, it is fun.
It is so nice. Okay, these videos, I totally understand why they would draw you in, because it is so fun to see a music video that people have, like, put time. It's an art that we have lost here in the States because they just cost too much for people to make anymore. But it's beautiful.
It's really
They're
fun.
Beautiful.
And it's uplifting in these dark times. Mm-hmm. I may find my way to a K-pop.
I say all the time, like, K-pop, especially in these days, is often one of the only things that makes me happy. And so, like, if everything is terrible, I just watch, like, 5 K-pop videos and then I feel better. Because they're just fun. Like, that's the appeal of K-pop, is that it's bright and colorful, the dances are complicated, the people are beautiful, and the songs are fun.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, a friend, Sean Puckett, he took us from ground zero knowledge, like when Emily was like, is K-pop Korean pop? And he just gave us a little bit more information. He said, and I love you guys to see if you agree with this, that these groups are put together at a really super young age, and they get picked from a K-pop boot camp. Mm-hmm. And they could be in that boot camp for like years.
Yeah, like yes.
Okay. And then when it's time for like a record company like YG, mm-hmm. They pluck them. Right. And then this is how we build our bands.
Right. Yes. Essentially, yeah. Usually people are picked up by the company first. Yeah,
the boot camp is specific to a company. So, like, you train mm-hmm. specifically with YG or specifically with SM, and then they put you in a group.
Or they don't. Solo.
Or they
let
don't
you go.
Put you in a group and they like, say bye bye.
But okay. yeah, so these Thanks kids, you know, are auditioning at like 11, 12 years old.
Wow. Then or younger. Sometimes.
They move into dorms, and then every minute that they're not at school, they are dancing, they are singing, they are acting, they are taking like manners lessons, learning how to public speak, like
learning how to act.
Yeah. So wow.
There's a really great documentary actually on Netflix if you're interested yeah. in learning a little bit about what it's like and sort of the beginning. It's called I Am, and it's about SM. Mm-hmm. And so that has SHINee. It's got all of the like major groups, but it sort of shows you a little bit about how they debut because it really is like a factory model. I always usually equate it to like Motown in the sense that like these groups don't necessarily – once they get a little older, they might start writing their own music, but initially they don't write their own music. They're just sort of given songs, and they're – taught the dances and whatever.
Yeah, you kind of have to earn your ability to have creative freedom.
You have to earn your freedom.
Well, it's kind of like what NSYNC and all, you know, those Backstreet Boys, that's how
Britney Spears, all of that.
They kind of curated these groups. I mean, right? They were not organic to each other. They didn't all go to school together and were like, we need a group, right?
Yeah,
they
right,
were
right.
kind of organized by a person or a company. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's interesting.
I wonder if it's like a source of pride for parents to be like, my son's going to K-pop boot camp
for 5 years.
I think it is. I mean, I think it is. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure it's like different with a lot of families, but like people have different stories. Like, mm-hmm. you know, for example, his story is that like he got approached on the street
because
he was so beautiful and someone was like, do you want to do K-pop? And his dad's a professional soccer coach. And so he had to, like, beg his parents, and they were like, if you can get perfect grades this semester, we'll let you go to K-pop.
But then there are other people, like, even within his own group who had to do, like, a cattle call audition where, like, one of the members of his group had to audition out of, like, hundreds of people, and he got chosen to be a trainee. And so, like, not chosen to be in a group, chosen to be a trainee.
Right.
And so then he had to go through, like, years of this boot camp, mm-hmm. like, go to school, go straight from school to practice, and then, like, be at practice and then start it all over the next day.
And then other kids like Baekhyun and stuff where they didn't train very long at all.
Mm-hmm. And
they just get, like,
debuted.
Scooped up and thrown into a group. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes those kids are at, like, a disadvantage where they're obviously very talented, but they didn't
spend they don't have the training.
The 7 years with the other kids.
Yeah. Wow.
And then some people, like...
But that's why Baekhyun talks so much shit, because he didn't have any of that manner
I know.
Training.
I know.
Okay. Well, you get, you know, look.
Hey,
so
you
we need that. So is BTS the only K-pop group that the United States of America has lost their mind over?
I think...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're the first ones... I mean, the first is debatable because, like, Girls' Generation went on David Letterman once.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's
Psy. With Derek Cuff. And Psy was obviously, like, such a big
don't
deal.
Count that movie with Derek
okay,
Cuff.
I'm
that
sorry.
Was an abomination.
But, like, BTS wasn't... It wasn't the first time that a K-pop group has ever been on American TV. But the mm-hmm. fact that they were on, like, a press tour for 2 weeks is pretty
And they performed
of.
At the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah, that
like,
was
that's
a big deal.
Huge.
It
that's
was a big deal.
Huge.
Do you think Psy made it possible for Americans to... love BTS? Did he open the door?
I think he opened doors for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. But I also think that Psy, through no fault of his own necessarily, like kind of caricaturized K-pop in a sense because
a funny
Psy
guy.
Is a comedian.
And like, he's an elder.
Yeah.
Yes,
and his style of K-pop is a caricature. So, like, Gangnam Style, like, that took over in America, and I think people were like, oh, isn't this hilarious? Like, didn't really think about it, but it really is almost like a criticism and
yeah,
like
that
a parody
song is like about
of
people,
the super rich people in Korea. Like, it's not about...
I got that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because like, that's how he grew up. Like, his story is actually, like, really interesting. His dad's, like, some kind of mogul, and he was just, like, a bad kid, and he went to jail.
He was, like, the rich fuck-up child.
And he went to jail for smoking weed, and when he was in jail, his, like, grandma, who was the only person who ever, like, loved and encouraged him, like, died when he was in jail. So he had to, like, turn his whole life around and make it up to her. And, like, now he's
now
a freaking superstar. So
okay. I do love Psy, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's, is it true that if you were to ask each other, like, oh, who's your favorite BTS member?
Couldn't name any of them.
Well, it's called a bias.
That's what okay, so.
What does that mean?
So you are biased toward that person. Basically, it's like your crush. So, like, if you were to say, who's your favorite in NSYNC? And there's, like, the JT girls and the JC girls and those weirdos who like Chris Kirkpatrick. Like, you know, that's your guy.
And the phrase you use is just my bias.
Yeah. And so.
And there's also a term called a bias wrecker, which is like some. And she has a bias wrecker for sure.
No, he's got to be my bias now. Like, I have a fucking pillow of him in my bed right
now. I know. Like, so, like, yeah, that's a. Your bias is like your ride or die that you love, and then your bias wrecker is like the one who, like,
that
tears
one that
your
sneaks up and is like, hey, baby, and you're like, fuck you.
Your bias wrecker.
Yeah. So, like, me, for example, Mino of Shiny would be
was
my
your
bias.
Because and then you have
till
like,
the ends of the earth, I will always love
he's
him.
He's your day one.
And if he came up to me today, I would say, I'll do anything for you.
Right.
But then this.
You have a bias wrecker coming through.
Tall ass motherfucker from EXO named Chanyeol showed up.
And he's ruined her
life. And he ruined my life this summer. And I'd never noticed him before. Wow. He was just the guy with the floppy ears in EXO. And I, like, didn't know. It took me forever to learn his name. Mm-hmm. And I knew all of the other – because there's now 9 members of EXO. There used to be 12. And so, like, learning all of their names was impossible. Yeah. I finally did it. And kept messing his up, but I could identify him because he has really big ears. And I just thought he looked ridiculous. And then this summer,
and some
I don't know what happened. Like, EXO's subliminal Josie and the Pussycats messaging, like, sunk into my brain, and I was ruined.
Okay, so and is bias wrecker a phrase,
yes.
Or is that just you guys?
It
okay,
is.
Cool.
No,
that's a thing.
Let's
There's
take a break.
Let's
take a break.
Like all of bias.
We're going to take a break. We want to hear about your dance troupe and maybe about the mall opening. if you guys are willing to talk about that, we'll be right back with more K-pop. I'm going to play a song out just because, you know.
We have so many.
Yeah, and we have like a girl group here that we haven't heard from yet. It's like really fun. Hello, bitches.
Oh, there's some white girls. What's happening?
This is called CL Hello Bitches.
This is just one person.
Oh, okay. Got it. CL is the lead.
It's the girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, I'm into this whole video.
Yes. This video is perfect.
The dancers are from New Zealand and like they're very popular.
But CL is from a group.
To anyone.
Yes.
And is she replacing Fergie in Black Eyed Peas?
I heard that Will.i.am did, like, offer her something.
You know, To Anyone and CL did have a bit of an American crossover talking about groups that might be.
Hello, bitches.
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes. That's Third Love.
Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and they feel great.
I've got a memory foam mattress. Why wouldn't I have memory foam bras?
That's right.
Did you know that most old school bras only carry 15 sizes? Well, Third Love has 60. It's now the Fenty of bras. That includes half cup sizes. Never heard of that? Well, that's because no one else does it.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they are offering our listeners 15% off your first order.
To find the bra you've been waiting for, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It takes about 60 seconds, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home, so you'll never have that awkward fitting room experience again.
Try a Third Love bra. It's so comfortable, you might forget you're wearing it. And if you don't agree, return it, exchange it. It's easy and free.
This year, make the change. That will change the way you think about bras.
Go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO now and find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
How to be less old!
And we're back.
And we are back.
Whew, ladies. All the ladies now. This is like, there is so much K-pop to uncover and unearth. Yeah. This is a world of Korean pop.
Yeah, there's like a million things that I want to say, but you guys have questions. What?
I was going to say you should plug the playlist that we made.
I can do that at the end of the podcast. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be a playlist that these girls will put up for us on the Earwolf because we have a happiness consultant here.
I have all the passwords to all of the things.
Okay, what will you be doing for this episode, Shannon?
On the Earwolf forum and the Earwolf Reddit, I will be posting. We stayed up late last night making a K-pop playlist of
like curated top videos. 50. I wouldn't say top 50. I would say like just this is going to give you an idea of all the different sides of K-pop. It's going to include the like
bubblegum girly stuff and like sexy boys with no shirts on and also like,
and also like rap crazy and also party like, and like kooky weird
Frankenstein
songs.
I feel like K-pop is like, you know, it feels like my religion now and I just like want to share it with the world. And so my hope with this podcast is that if you're listening to this and you're curious at all, that you'll just like click through it and maybe something will grab your eye and then you can fall down the holes and with us and like,
well, and
all float down here or whatever.
Is it fair to say that you guys have felt a little isolated in your obsession because nobody
knows
what you're talking about?
Well, the internet helps us in that way.
Uh-huh. But like, in real life, like people ask me to put, like, my biggest fear is that people will ask me to put music on because the only music on my phone is K-pop.
Me too.
And then when I tell them that, I'm like, oh, don't ask. Like, I can't. All my music is K-pop. And they just go, oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, yeah, and I sneak it onto the Earwolf. We have a computer in the office that we, like, leave Spotify on, and sometimes I'll sneak some K-pop in there, and I can usually get it to play for about 45 minutes before somebody goes, is this K-pop? And then I say, yes, do you want to change it? And they say yes, and they change it.
But the thing about K-pop is that there's so many different types of K-pop that there truly is something for everyone, and that's what we tried to build in
this
our playlist.
Yes.
That you can find something you'll
like. So, guys, really, March, they're going to go to the forums.
Yeah, the comments under this episode or the Reddit comments for this episode, I will put those things there.
Praise. Okay, great. Now, so you guys, you're part of a dance troupe.
True. Yes.
Now, Emily and I watched a selection of your videos, and it was more serious than we ever thought possible. Like, you guys are straight up in a dance troupe.
Yes.
Dealing with Korean pop dances.
Right. Yes.
Correct.
And you're talented. Let me just throw that out there. I don't have a dancing bone in the spot, so God bless you for your sweet moves.
And sexy moves as well. And costumes we're in. We're doing the most with the K-pop dances. Now, how did you find it?
Yeah, how did you find a Korean
Los Angeles, which is
largest Korean population in the U.S.
Yeah, so there's people around here who like know what we want, and our dance teacher Una Lee, who is
Jono's Dance Fitness Center.
We love her so much. It's crazy. But she has been like a staple in the Korean community for like 16 years. So that's why we get to perform in public so often.
Because she has a great reputation and connection with the Korean community here. And so she gets asked to perform at different things. So like the stages that you saw, like they go to her and say like, hey, Uno, like, can you put a performance together? You get 30 minutes or an hour or whatever.
And is why in January I said that we got invited to some kind of opening at a mall in Fullerton. I don't know what it is, but we're going to go.
Oh, so it's coming up.
It's coming up in January.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
But I think we wanted to exercise and you Googled something.
So we wanted to find something to exercise. And personally, like, we've always just preferred to take dance classes as our form of exercise. Mm-hmm. And since we love K-pop, we were like, let's find a K-pop dance class. Because I had actually, before she moved here, I had gone on my own to a K-pop dance class, which was very difficult. Different studio. Teacher spoke way less English than our teacher does, and so it was very challenging. But anyway, so when she moved here, we made it a New Year's resolution to, like, find a K-pop dance class to go to, and I just Googled it, this one was, like, in close proximity to both of our apartments in Koreatown, and so
here we are.
And when you stroll up for your first you know, I don't know, intro to dance troupeville. Are they like, what are you guys doing here? No. Did you get a lot of questions?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Just open arms.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not not the only non-Asian. We are two of three non-Asian girls who are there, but we're not the only non-Koreans. Yeah. There's a lot of other
Chinese girls in our class. Yeah, Chinese a lot girls. Of them. So, yeah.
But also, so like we take the class and like the class, it's just it is a fitness class. Like you were saying
I lost 30 pounds since we joined.
What?
Wow. Sure did.
Shannon, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Wow. But so when Uno gets asked to do these performances, she invites anyone from the class to volunteer, to sign up. But if you volunteer, so it's the dance troupe itself is actually a little bit separate from the class because you have to come outside of class to
and
practice.
Rehearse, yeah.
And it's really based on like a volunteer basis. Although she has come up to us specifically and asked us to do it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are people, are your friends coming to watch you perform?
Yes. My sweet coworkers came to one of
really?
The sweet chef
Did
Kevin.
Did Cody come?
No, Chef Cody Kevin Earwolf. And Josh came.
So Cody, engineer Cody, who's sitting in this table, hasn't come.
He has not.
So who did come?
Chef Kevin and Josh.
Chef Kevin. I don't know who Chef Kevin is, but Josh. Okay, Josh is solid. I mean, Josh, it seems like he would come. You know what I mean? Now, do you think Cody will ever come?
I don't know. I mean, maybe my teacher's trying to rent a really cool like space downtown to have a big show soon.
I don't think
maybe
we're going
to
be there.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if that show turns out, maybe people will come because it'll be like
seems
a big
like Cody
deal.
Could scoot over to Fullerton.
Cody, are you coming?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
I'll be there, Shannon.
Yay! Thank you, Cody.
Oh my gosh.
I'll bring Alyssa too. She's a dancer.
Oh, good. Great.
Okay. Great. Great.
She'll
great. Great. Awesome. So there's the boy bands, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're plentiful. And they're the ones who really made the BTS has made its way here.
Yes.
But the girl bands are humongous.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And are you guys? Do you feel the girl bands as well?
I think I definitely do. I think I feel them more than her because a lot of the girl bands.
I'm pickier with my girl groups.
A lot of the girl groups do like very bubblegum, very auto-tuned, very like maybe if you were to say like I listen to Asian girl group pop music, like what you
what
would imagine.
What you think of is what they
she
are.
Hates that stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
So I think I like more girl groups than you, but we do. Like, we always say support girl groups because, like, they get,
they are
like, in all
respected.
Things in the world, they get, you know, the short end of the stick all the time.
Do you have a bias?
A-Pink is my favorite girl group, but two groups debuted this year, Pristin and Wekimiki, and I am very impressed with both of them.
Yeah, they're both
And
great.
I will be following them. Girls' Generation is kind of, like, the girl group, but they essentially, like, three of the members
they
just
no
left,
more.
Like, 2 months ago, so
that's the saddest thing,
hard.
I think
it's
is
so
that
hard when it ends.
Yeah, a lot of the, like, classic greatest girl groups
have disbanded.
Yeah, they've disbanded, especially because a lot of the girl groups, like, they don't get the respect that they deserve from their companies or from the fans.
Oh, dear.
And I think part of the reason that I was, like, very hesitant to get into the girl groups is because they're what I like to call, like, twee. You know, like, they do, like, really cutesy, like, sometimes infantilized things.
Mm-hmm.
But their main fan base is, like, old men.
Yeah.
And I found that creepy and gross.
Right.
But now that I've, like—
Which isn't their fault.
Yeah, no, it's and it's not their fault at all. And so, like, now I think I can appreciate the work that they put into it and, like, the talent that these girls truly do have.
Yeah.
But there's something about the, like, there's a lot of auto-tune in some girl groups, like Twice is garbage.
They're incredibly popular right now.
I hate them.
So don't come after me, Twice fans.
You can come
I
after
think
me.
They're fine.
I'll take you.
Okay, yeah, we're going to play a little of Red Velvet.
And
they're a
Red
great
Velvet.
Group.
Peekaboo. I loved this video. I have to tell you, I was like, oh my God, it's like Loverboy meets The Craft meets The House Bunny.
Yes.
Ooh.
I realized that of the couple of videos I sent y'all, most of them are murder themed. I did not do that
I
on
pointed
purpose.
That out.
But
there were like a lot of like chains and handcuffs and like gas masks and
I
was like, what's happening in this land of K-pop?
Weird irony is that like Shannon did not her favorite thing about K-pop is that like S Club 7 bubblegum pop girl group and she didn't include
any
of that. She sent you female murderers.
Okay, well let's listen to them.
She knew what we wanted. That's why.
This video was filmed here on my street.
You can tell it's, yeah, I thought it was Koreatown.
I mean, I'm here for it.
Me too. Although, the love of the pizza in this is a little weird.
They're ordering pizza so they can kill the pizza boys. That's the...
And add them to their museum.
That makes more sense. But like that. What? It's a pizza house.
Yeah. Here's the hook, right? I mean, how cute.
That one I felt. I really like it.
Red Velvet really is great.
And that song just came out like a month ago, so you're on top of it.
Oh, finally.
Yeah. For once.
For once in our lives.
I mean, ground floor, Red Velvet. Kaboo.
Did we do it?
I think we did.
Are you guys, anything else in like that you feel we need that's one last thing? Is there any other important thing we need for the road?
I guess, like, just...
That's hard. There's so much.
I think I just wanted to talk about for a second, like, how interesting, like, Korean pop culture is in general.
Great.
And that, like...
I need that.
The whole point of this, the government supplements some of this K-pop stuff. They pay for it. Not all of it, because it's a billion-dollar industry, so they don't need that much help. But it's like they're trying to promote Korea around the world, and like by being cool, like that is their angle, is to be cool. And so the whole entertainment industry is like incredibly cyclical, where you'll, you know, watch a music video and be like, I love this, you know, I love this boy in this boy group, and you Google him and like, oh, he's on this funny variety show, and like, oh, there's also some other K-pop people, oh, who's he, and then you fall down that, and like, oh, like everyone's on every TV show. Like, and everything just sort of, like, folds into everything else. And so you never run out of things to, like, watch or listen to. And it's magical. Nothing makes me feel like K-pop makes me feel.
Oh, my gosh.
And
Is it worth noting that you were born, that you were raised evangelical? and you have strong passion. You were born to spread the good word.
I think so.
You're raised to spread the good word, you know?
And this is my good word now. Like, watch some K-pop videos and feel
good. It's
good
for your soul.
It really is. And it's just, I love loving these kids, and I love the way that the kids love each other and the way that they love their fans. And
that's what I was going to say. It's
so
like the,
magical.
The like last parting word, I think that what for me is separates it so intensely from American music is the interaction and the relationship that the artists have with their fans. Because, like, for example, when someone releases a new album or something, they're going to have, like, a comeback stage, right? So they're going to perform on a music show. And before that, before they perform, the fan clubs get together and they learn fan chants. And so, like, when the group performs, in the middle of the songs, like, the fans will all chant, like, their names and, like, a thing.
Or repeat a line from the chorus. Mm-hmm. Like, any moment that they're not singing, the fans are, like, chanting something. Mm-hmm.
So it's a back and forth. Like they're performing it together almost, and it's beautiful.
And there are times like yesterday I was having a very hard day, and I was on my shuffle, a Shiny Live song came on, Lucifer, and the fans were chanting so loud. I heard those fan chants and I burst into tears. Like it just makes me feel it's just
sometimes
magical.
The fan chants make the artists burst into tears, and it's just like there's everybody's just so much
crying.
Love. Everyone's crying and it's great.
And we're crying because what are we chanting?
Well, like there's one, so.
Like what did you hear yesterday that made you cry? What were they saying?
They chant all of their names in order.
Yeah. Lee Taemin, Choi Min-ho,
Kim
Jong-un,
Kim Jong-un,
Kim
Jong-hyun.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't know he was in.
No.
I will say there is something to that. I worked at Apple and when you got clapped in to the position. Everyone in the whole organization, like everyone would be there, a couple hundred people, and they're clapping for you. Mm-hmm. And there is something about unified energy.
That's so funny because I always wanted that exact moment that you just described.
It's like, emotional.
To get up and, like, just go to work, I want there to be just a bunch of people clapping for me. Like, I have made it, y'all. Yeah.
You can Apple's a bunch of clapping motherfuckers.
I am ready for this.
They're clapping in, they're clapping out, they're clapping. So wow. There is that.
Yeah. I'm going to clap
and
back.
Yeah. K-pop groups also all, once you reach a certain level of fame, your company will designate you a fan color and a fan club name.
Fan club name, and then you get light sticks.
And here, like, this, I have some pictures on my computer of, like, when people are in stadiums and the light sticks are on. And it makes these incredible oceans of light. And
wow.
It's just the most magical thing.
All right, cool. Y'all. It's 2018. It's time to feel good.
Yeah.
March yourself over and watch some of these videos. They really are kind of inspirational.
Yeah. They truly are.
Get to Shannon's Reddit/
yeah, I'll put
forum,
all that stuff.
How to be less old page.
Should we have an AMA about it?
What's an AMA?
I don't know.
Ask me anything. That's the thing I do on Reddit.
Where can we find you guys?
You can find videos of us dancing and other stuff on my Instagram, which is shanecdotes16. So it's like anecdotes, but with an SH before it and then a 16.
Also on YouTube, Uno's Dance Studio, she puts up videos of our class, those and our performances. So some of them are just from class and some of them are from actual
stages.
Yeah,
and if you live in LA and want to come dance with us, Uno's Dance Studio
accepts all ages and all skill levels.
Yeah. There's a K-pop class on Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. and Tuesday and Thursday at 7.
Well, I got to say, a 30-pound drop will get people over
yeah,
there.
My teacher's a miracle worker. So
she has abs of steel.
She does. Damn. Oh, her abs are crazy. So, yeah, come get abs and dance with us. It'll be fun.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You educated us.
Oh, happy
we now have a working beginning basis of knowledge on the K-pop mm-hmm. world and the songs and the players. We know very little, but now we know something more.
Yes.
And so that's a good start. Mm-hmm. And we're going to watch. I mean, I enjoyed them.
I did,
I gotta
too.
Say. I'm a sucker for a pop video anyway, yeah. And I miss them.
But these are high quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I request that anything you watch, please find me and tell me your opinions. I want to know everything.
I want opinions.
I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Like,
please email me all thoughts, comments.
Okay.
No restrictions.
You guys just literally need engagement on
I
this.
I just want to talk about it.
Well, you got to end on that. That was perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
How to be less old.
Peek a peek-a-boo. That's a catchy one. I wish I knew the other words because then I would sing it.
Right.
I mean, that's half the joy for me about song is to be able to belt it out.
Right.
And with a Korean song, I just don't know what I'm saying.
Just the shake your titty. You
yeah,
know?
Just got to shake it,
mm-hmm.
which is also fun.
Right.
It's the other half of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, I enjoyed myself.
I really did. You know what? I enjoyed doing the research for this. Those videos are just fun.
Yeah.
And it really, like, they're oddly inspiring.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like you don't see good music videos anymore. You know, like when we were growing up, you would just sit in front of MTV for hours and just watch these mini stories unfold.
And that's the thing about videos was that it was the other part of the creative process. Like mm-hmm. Madonna songs, you know, they're the songs are the songs, and that's great. But the full creative experience is in collaboration with the video.
Yep.
And that's when you're getting the vision.
Yep.
So we are, you know, I bet you it will come back. But
I really hope so. We're missing.
I am missing, yeah.
But the Koreans, they're doing.
They are doing.
And
they are not missing.
It.
And
yeah.
It sounds like government funded. I mean, that's really interesting. And it's smart.
Yeah.
You know, how do you get people interested in a country?
I'm
it's
in.
Like, well, this is a way,
yeah.
You know, and they probably see the benefit. Those girls are turned to the heavens. They are so sweet.
Like, I wish everybody could have seen how excited they were to be here to talk about that.
Oh my gosh.
They were literally looking at each other and like, and it was just adorable.
They are true fans.
Yeah.
You know, they're Stan's fans, and they're doing it. And they're doing it hard.
They are.
They're going as hard as you could fucking go.
30 pounds from a dance troupe.
Hey, I mean, she's living in Koreatown. She's speaking Korean. You know, it's full. I feel like she did marry her husband, but it was probably like, was it before she was fully into this? You know, like she could go the full distance, but thank God he's on board. You guys, I also want to, I do want to give a shout out to our listener and friend, Sean Puckett. He gave us, he's also a K-pop head, big time.
Okay.
And he just got us a little bit more acclimated. You can find him at 01 Master of Disaster.
Obviously.
And, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, I am Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And we are How to Be Less Old at HTBLO.
Please do us a favor. March yourself over to Apple Podcasts and review How to Be Less Old. If you have not subscribed, please do so and give us a rating, preferably 5 stars. Thank you.
Five. Listeners, thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Really, we do.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Yo, when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding that right fit.
Hand to God, there is only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes. Third
Say
Love.
Say what?
Third Love.
Find your perfect fitting bra today.
Go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO and get 15% off your first purchase.
What? That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.